What's going on, you guys? I'm Darna Satyadi, and I'll be your podcast host today, and you're listening to The Darn Diaries. Alright, so for today's episode, I'm just going to be real with you. I've been going through a rough patch lately, and let me tell you this, like, the job hunting search is no joke. Like, I think, you know, you never really understand the pressure that you set for yourself until, you know, weeks and weeks go by, and you're currently on almost on month four of job hunting, and still, you know, you don't really have any other interviews or, you know, acceptance and whatnot. And it's tough, you know, it's tough, especially when, you know, you have friends that have already, you know, gotten their jobs and are already, like, progressing towards where they want to be. But you know what they say, like, you just gotta focus on yourself. You know, don't compare yourself to others, because, you know, your path is distinct from every other path. So just trust the process and just keep at it. So I'm doing that, and, you know, I'm just here pushing through and just getting my foot on the door and, you know, making content for you guys. So I hope you understand, and, you know, I will try my best to, you know, keep publishing as frequent as I can. So for those of you who may not follow me on my socials, I signed up for a half marathon, back in June. And funny story is, I started training both in the gym and running just over, or even less than a year ago. It was about, I think, 8 or 9 months ago. And I remember the first time that I started, you know, I started to, like, run and train at the same time. I was training 6 times a week, and I tried running just one time, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it, because I felt like I was losing my gains. I felt like, you know, all the work that I did was going to waste, and, you know, I just felt like I shrinked, you know, when really you're just basically inactivating your muscles, if that's even a word. So, you know, I had a decision to either, you know, quit running, which I did, actually, for, like, a whole month after that first run. Terrible decision, you know, because I ended up just being bored and, like, being so stagnant. Like, okay, you know, what's next? You know, it's just lifting weights, and then you look good, and then great, you know. Even though I'm not, you know, trying to compete or anything, I still felt like I built a decent size, and I was proud of it. You know, but then, like, as the months go by, and thanks to the influence of TikTok and my friends who started running, I started to be tempted again. You know, like, why not just give this a shot? You know, give it time, give it process, give it, you know, give it, give yourself time to progress. That's what I'm trying to say, sorry. And see what happens, you know? And 8 or 9 months go by, and I'm now capable of running a 21K. And that's just crazy, you know? I started from just running 2Ks. I could barely breathe right after that. But now it's just like, you know, I can easily just go through a 21K. Well, not easily, but, like, you know, I'm capable of running a 21K now. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, I think when I signed up for this half marathon, it was really important that I set a goal for myself. Okay, you know, I'm signing up for my first official half marathon. What's the goal here, right? Now, obviously, as someone who loves to run fast ever since I grew up as a kid, I wanted to be as fast as possible, right? Okay, great, that's a goal, right? And I wanted to finish the half marathon in under 2 hours, you know. And if I'm being more ambitious, I want to go 1:45, an hour and 45 minutes, right? And once I, you know, understood what I wanted, I need to plan out the steps on what it takes to get there, right? So that includes understanding what are the gains and losses from, you know, trying to accomplish this. One, you know, one of the gains is that obviously I get to run faster, right? From, you know, I have to run faster and I will run faster. And two, I'll accomplish this goal, you know, and really prove myself that, hey, you know, I can do this. And three, to be able to just, you know, build off my running skills, if you will. Now the losses. I will obviously have to cut back in strength training, right? I'll have to keep my weight stagnant or even lower them, right? I won't look as buff as I would love to be, you know, when I'm in my non-training days or non-training season, if you will. And three, I may or may not lose the confidence I had if I was buff, right? But I think when you understand, you know, what are the gains, what are the losses, and you accept that, okay, you know, this is what it takes to get there. Yes, I will endure this period of discomfort, if you will, but just know that this is part of the process to get to where you want to go. So I suppose just realizing this after just, you know, fleshing it out right in front of you guys in live action here, that it's just kind of the same thing on what I'm going through in, you know, in my job hunt, right? Like, I understand that, like, yes, you know, with this time of unemployment, I can, like, do anything I want. You know, I can run anytime, I can train anytime, I can record this podcast anytime, I can work on other endeavors anytime. But also, and the downside is that, you know, I don't have that stability, I don't have, you know, this income for me to work with to build the life that I want or to be able to, you know, be independent and whatnot. But, you know, when you fully center yourself and say, hey, you know, this is the situation that I'm in, right? I'm trying to get a job here, and, you know, it's not gonna be easy because, you know, no one said it ever was. So, you know, and you're also doing the things that you are trying to, you know, help you get there. So just trust that, you know, trust the process. And I suppose to kind of segue back into like this hybrid training is that, you know, once you have that goal set in mind, you know the course, you know what you have to do to be able to run faster and whatnot. Now's the time to really plan out, you know, your training and adjust your schedule to ensure that you meet the targets that you set for yourself, right? So, for example, like right now, I'm running 3 times a week, though I'll have to increase that frequency to 4 times a week soon, when I'm closer to my half marathon, right? And with that, you're gonna sacrifice some things, right? Obviously, your time at the gym, right? And, you know, being able to like lift heavier than lift heavy, essentially like that. And, you know, that's okay because like you know what it takes to get there, and this is what it takes, right? And I guess the next thing to do is just execute, be patient, and find out, you know, and then tweak it along the way as you go. So I guess it's easier said than done, you know, this whole framework to apply in whatever other life aspect I may have. And like even now I'm struggling to kind of like think of the ways on how can I like, you know, implement this framework I have for, you know, for my physical training into a more universal aspect, if you will, like in my job, you know, my pursuit of faith, you know, and finding a girlfriend, finding new friends, you know, expanding my network, and blah, 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 all these things, you know. So I guess, like, you know, this whole like figuring it out process, this whole documentation, this is the point of that, you know, because like the reason why I make this like podcast is because like I want to document everything to ensure that, you know, these are the routes that I took, right? And I'll let you know if it works or not, you know, and I'm gonna tell you like, okay, this one works, this one doesn't. This one you may want to try, but it may not be worth the risk, and this one might be like, it may be a little risky, but it's worth the shot, in my opinion. Things like that, you know. So yeah, I hope that helped, and I don't know if that made sense, but you know, I suppose if I could, you know, progress myself from barely running a 2K to running a full half marathon in an hour and 50 minutes, just as I unexpectedly intended to, then I can do anything else, right? And you can do anything else. So trust the progress, make the plan, execute the plan, tweak the plan as you go, and repeat the process. So I hope that helps, and I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.